All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. It's Being a Dick. You know what time it is. Let's get started. Maya told me about what happened. It sucks that you didn't invite me to it. It wasn't my call, and as you said, you usually make things worse. To me, it sounds like you did worse than I would have. Well, it wasn't the best. Fucking Tybalt. So another thing, who's that hot girl you invited? Oh, I know who that is. We know who that is.
I didn't remember them mating ahead. I remember the prelude, but I don't remember them meeting or her showing up. I could be wrong.
I don't know either.
But, oh, okay. It's going to go back.
Yeah, it's going to show us.
Hey, don't you know I fuck everybody in town now?
She literally ain't been fucking nobody.
No, he has.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
They're seeing each other as they used to be.
Oh, he looked goofy as hell.
Yeah. Well, we saw him as when he was younger.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Wow, you look good, really good. Thanks, you too?
You too.
You too, you got a nice tan.
I'm of Mexican descent, of course. Yeah. I got a nice tan.
How are you? I'm good, you? I don't know, or I'm fine.
Does he not know, or is he fine? Mm. I don't know where we're...
I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about this. I've been both nervous and a bit shocked. I don't know where to start. I had this speech practiced in my head for this day, but now it feels so stupid. You practice a speech for me? Let's hear it. No, it doesn't quite fit. We have a lot to catch up on, don't we? Overwhelmingly much. It's been a while. Yeah, it really has, huh? I don't even remember the last time we talked. Was it on Rooster? No, I remember when it was. It was almost 8 months ago. That's when you stopped replying to my messages. Oh! Yeah. I'm so sorry, you still remember that? Vividly. It was a Friday, which marked 1 week since I last texted you without a reply. I looked at my phone one last time. I scrolled through our chat history and it got me sad for the 100th time since you left. I remembered how I felt with every single message I wrote to you, how the words I typed weren't the words I felt or wanted to say. So I headed into town. It was raining that day. I wore my beige jeans as I rode my bike. I got drenched and it looked like I pissed all over myself. I passed the courtyard where you taught me how to skate and smoke. I saw the lampposts I crashed into when I lost my balance skateboarding. I saw the dumpsters we used to sit on. The wall still had our half-assed graffiti attempt on it. I passed the corner where we'd wait for Debbie to get liquor for you from her brother. And I went to our mall. That entire bike ride was like a trip down memory lane. I'm actually happy it rained that day. If it hadn't, everyone I passed would have seen the tears streaming down my face. It was the day I got my fresh start. I deleted everything on my phone, I brought a new SIM card, and I never sent you my new phone number. And after that day, I didn't have to stare at our chat history hoping you'd send me something. I even stopped using Rooster for a long time. Knowing that you couldn't reach me felt so good because I didn't have to keep lying to myself and pretend to be happy when I wrote you. And until now, I wasn't sure if you ever replied to me. And Dad telling me that you couldn't reach me now, after all these months, I don't know if it should make me feel better or worse. Your dad told me you've been happy. Dad didn't want to embarrass me. He seen me go through all these emotions as one and was unsure what to say to you. Besides, it's my story to tell you, and as I said, I'm done pretending everything's been fine. I guess I can start by asking you, why are you back? Damn, I already feel like a pile of human garbage and now you're immediately hitting me with a million-dollar question. I mean, it's us. It wouldn't feel right to ignore the bad feelings and start pretending how great it's been to not see each other for all this time. I did enough of that this year. And don't give me anything about how you don't like talking feelings. This time you're gonna fucking have to. You're mad at me.
Not mad?
My feelings are all over the place right now. You're right. It wouldn't feel right to skip through that. I guess I'm back because I've realized a lot about myself lately. I don't fit in on the West Coast. It wasn't me. The longer time I spent over there, the more I started missing home. I was running out of money in San Diego. Never felt like my home. What about surfing? I'm horrible at it. Like, seriously, I fucking stink. From what I remember, you were getting the hang of it. I did, kinda, but I never got great at it. I think it's because I didn't like it that much. It's so weird, you know? You build something up in your head for years, and when you finally get to do it, it's not nearly as good as you pictured it. And since it was the reason I went there, with time I felt that, what's the point? And like I said, I missed this place, and I missed you. You might have a hard time believing that, because we haven't talked since before that Friday 8 months ago, but I did. And it became painfully clear with time. I didn't expect to hear that. I felt that we had drifted apart in all kinds of ways. Actually, it's part of the speech I wrote. Yeah, there's a long story behind it I need to tell you sometime. There's just too much, so much to say. Yeah. And what about your boyfriend? You just left him there? My boyfriend? I don't have a boyfriend. You do, that... You do. Sorry, wrong moment. That Brett guy. Brett's a close friend. You didn't think he was... I did, and then I saw this cluck you were tagged in. Oh, God. Maybe I read into things. I tried to avoid looking at your feed, but some nights, I had my weak moments. Maybe we should have started with the easy questions? Here's one for you. What are you up to these days? Do you know I'm in college? Yeah, I saw it. Congrats. It's pretty much that. I'm studying and I pledged a frat. I'm studying and I pledged a frat. Your dad told me a bit about it. The Dick Boys or something? Haha, almost. Dad's not that good with names. It's the Dicks. Props to you. You've moved on to doing what you wanted with college and all. What about you? What are you going to do now? Another easy question. You don't know? Right now, it feels good to be back home, like really good. I'll figure something out. I don't want to live at home forever, but I don't have any rush to move out this time. And when I move out, I won't be going far, that I know. You could look for a job. Yeah, I probably will. Look, fuck me, why is it so hard to ask you stuff? We've known each other for years. I think it's hard because I'm scared of the answer when I see the look on your face. Anyway, here it goes. Can we, like, hang out again? I know it's hard to go back to how it was, but what I mean is that I want to see you again. I miss talking to you. I was hoping that we could press play on what we pause. Zoe, things are different now. College and work are taking up most of my time. I'm different too. This last year has changed me. Yeah, I get it. You're busy. It's not a problem. I mean, maybe I'll see you around when you come back home to visit your dad at least? Zoe, even though it felt like you threw me away. Fuck, I tried so hard not to cry. I wouldn't have been able to get through my speech anyway. I still want to see you, I mean. You've been my best friend for so many years. Sigh of relief. But that's why it also hurts. It's going to take some time for me because... I have all the fucking time in the universe. I'm not losing your friendship. Again. You've changed too. Yeah, I've got some tattoos and more piercings now. It's not just that. You're not punching me or telling me to stop crying. The old you wouldn't have lasted in this conversation very long. Haha. Yeah, maybe I softened up a little. Is it a West Coast mentality? Maybe that's it. I feel different. Whatever it is, I like it. So, how's college? It's chaotic at times. Is it fun? It has its ups and downs. It's ups and downs, but in general, it's a blast. You learn and party a lot. Don't tell me you're a party guy these days. A bit more than before, yeah. I think you'd be surprised. I still can't dance, though. And don't laugh, but I'm somewhat of a party planner now, too. Ha ha ha, no way! I just started, okay? Halloween's gonna be the first party I've helped plan. Halloween? Dude, that's awesome. Tell me all about it. So you invited your ex to our Halloween party? Yes. Your ex? Yes. To our Halloween party. What's your point? Don't you see why that's a bad idea? She She's not just my ex. I don't think she ever saw me that way. She's my best friend. Uh-oh.
So she does see him that way.
How dare you? Well, she is, or was. I don't know. It's complicated. Answer me this, and don't you lie to me. Is she a better friend than me? That's hard.
That is a tough one.
No, she's not a better friend than you. She's great, but she left me and stopped talking to me. It felt like she was cutting me out of her life. It's hard to forget about that. But we used to be best friends, and she's helped me get through some hard times in life. I got it. Let me talk to her and see what I can do for you. Hey, you don't have to do anything for me. Don't talk to her and tell her things about me. Don't worry, ass man. I can be a real sweetheart. Look at his...
Yeah, he didn't wear any...
I better get my costume ready. That night, the guests came in waves. First of the party were the dormies. As Tommy explained, dorm people who love to party with us come early so they don't miss out. They aren't the most fun people to hang around, but some of them might surprise you. We had a shot battle coming up, so fun times started early on. There, now it's not just a skirt. Where's my sword? Oh, he's a centurion. No, he's not a centurion. He's a gladiator. Damn it. Where did I put it? Sorry, I'm fine, Dad. I should have called you earlier this week, but I've been busy planning our Halloween party. Halloween, you say? What's your costume? I can tell you what it isn't. A girl ghost. Thanks for that, by the way. I'm sorry about that. It's a fond memory, and maybe I should have thought a bit more before mentioning it. Have a fun night. Yeah. Elena. Grim, we're running a bit late. Girls in makeup. You know the deal. If you want to snap pictures of the guests before that, go ahead. We're definitely missing you girls here. Aha, bet. I'm already done with my costume, but the others aren't. Riona's been in front of the mirror for at least an hour now. An hour for makeup? That's crazy. Yeah, I never understood it either. See you guys in a bit. Party hard for us until then. Yeah, Riona's putting on her goddamn face. That's why it takes so long. It's not just makeup. She's literally putting her face on.
Literally.
I'm here. The army guy helped me get in. Oh, that's Jacob. Yeah, that's him. You seem busy, but I'm around when you got time.
I think they chatted up.
Hold on. We got all these shit on the phone to do. Tasks are, find your sword. Talk to Jamie, talk to Sally, talk to Rusty, talk to Zoe, talk to Derek, and talk to the girls. I'm gonna talk to everybody. We don't got no rewards. We're not doing triple. Oh, brawler time. Oh. During this time, brawler will be unable to play. Okay. We got some new 2D art.
You might want to wait a second.
Yeah. Maybe I went a bit lazy with the decor in here, but it doesn't matter. The party's out there, and I did more than most dicks with my room. He's adding new music to the game all the time, so... My wallet. Maybe I can afford to set aside some more money as pocket money. I don't need to upgrade my wallet. I'll play with it some more later. The tabs I transcribed from Jill's piano song. Hell Week, yep. You don't have any pictures. Mom's monkey pose is fantastic. It makes it even better that her friends are taking the picture seriously. Gym card. Gold membership was a bit too expensive. Besides, I'm not interested in attending their classes. He's just a silver member. Oh, cool. My fake ID. Guess I'm a Texan born and bred. No studying tonight. It's a party and classes after midterms haven't started yet. The game will probably end with finals.
Oh, they are. Those were midterms.
Yeah, midterms. We did midterms, remember?
Yeah.
That's Elena's camera and some school equipment. The Hots wanted a place to take pictures of the guests, and Jacob got excited. One thing led to another. Now I have a photo studio in my room. Well, it's cool. It's got a nice.
Oh,
yeah. Faustus? Really? Eyeballs, severed fingers, and pumpkin muffins. It sounds like a winning combination, and I don't care what the others say. To me, that looks like a small Christmas tree. It does. It's kind of ironic. On any other day than today, the noose would be On any other day than today, that noose would be terrifying. And on the day it's supposed to be scary, it's not.
Backwards.
Yep. We wanted to make the bathrooms extra scary. You're already in a bathroom, so it doesn't matter if you shit yourself. Ha ha.
They're trying to do like a little spoof of Red Rum, backwards murder.
Yeah, I know. They just did it and beat it. We're playing horror movies in here the entire night. I don't know if people will be watching since it's a party, but it looks like some already are. Okay, this might be a makeout spot instead. Yeah, we got some renders. Wow, it says, yeah, that's the place. I can't hear you. The music is too loud. If you do that, I'm going to dare you to do something much, much worse. Now it's your turn. I dare you to pull down your pants and fuck me against the pole right here on stage. Whoa. They're hidden. Do you see how many there are in free roam? We gotta look, man. A lot of you guys may be like, this part's not fun for us, but it's fun for us. I like looking.
A lot of times.
Yeah, I like looking at the renders. The renders are awesome. I talked to the developer of City of Broken Dreamers for a while. He's like, you gotta check out the Patreon renders I do. He says, I do them just for fun, and they help me, like, they basically make him a better... Like, they do them, for designing. And some of these are just amazing renders.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend you guys, if you support Dr. Pinkcake, and you should, he has his renders there. So there's a lot of renders you're probably not getting in the game. Even though there's a lot of nice renders here, there's more that you can get and look at on the Patreon, and those are really good to have. Every party needs food and snacks. Popcorn is both cheap and easy to make. Someone made a point it was healthy too, but if you're that concerned about your health, you shouldn't even be drinking. Yeah.
There's a bar I used to go to. That's what they serve as popcorn. Helps.
Okay.
Fill your belly a little bit.
Yeah, I polished off that whiskey after all this time. Yep, I got a smaller bottle. They said that's all they could afford that time. When that bottle runs out, I'm going to need another bottle. But this bottle is Kentucky Rye. It's not the same as the... It's not a bourbon. It's a rye whiskey.
Oh, so they have different versions. Mm-hmm. Maybe I got a crappy version the last time I got it.
I liked my bourbon.
It was Elijah Craig, and it was not good.
Well, I'll tell you what. If this rye tastes like shit, I'll give it to you. Well, I won't give it to you because you won't drink it. Unless you like the taste of rye whiskey.
I probably do, but it just depends on what I'd have to... Yeah,
you look at it. If I don't like it, I'll give it to you, and I'll have you take me up there to the liquor store, and I get me a bourbon.
Yeah.
Because I like bourbon. That's what I drink mainly. I'm not a vodka drinker.
It depends. It's got to be a mixed drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can drink it straight, but I enjoy rum way better.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I guess you can have regular rum, but that coconut rum messes with my stomach bad.
That coconut, they make a company. It's called Red Rum, and
I don't think I want it with coconut. I think I just want a good rum.
The bottle's worth getting it for the collection. It's in the shape of a red coffin.
There's that Craig right there.
Yep.
I thought I was going to put money in it, and I realized the
thing
was
too
small. Yeah.
What about for pennies? Dimes?
Yeah, pennies wouldn't fit in it.
Dimes?
I don't know about dimes.
You could just collect a bunch of dimes in that one.
I guess. That'd be good.
The half-gallon Jack Daniels, I used to put all my change in it.
Okay.
It holds up the quarters.
It's a pretty flimsy sword. But yeah, he's picked up his sword now. But my costume is complete. I hope we got enough chips. They would have thought it would be this hard to estimate how much food you need for a guest list that seems to expand by the hour. And this is where we stop giving a fuck about the decorations. This is more of a staging area anyway. Also, limiting the party is better than having people running around in every room. He's right on that.
Where's the candy?
Okay, so we've got to go through everything. Oh, there's some girls in Derek's room. Where's Derek?
I wonder.
Derek, you got two hot chicks.
Girls waiting for it.
Two geeky looking hot chicks.
Can you click on them and talk?
And your ass is not present. What are you two doing in here?
Oh, that's the nerd girl.
Is this how you greet your guests? I was surprised. I was surprised to see people in here, that's all. We're waiting for Derek. He said he was going to mix us drinks. Derek, get your ass in there. You can fuck these two damn geeky chicks. Come on now. Oh, I believe he's out there somewhere, but it might be a while.
Offer to help.
Drinks, yeah, I think I managed that. Do you even know how to make any? I don't think I'm completely clueless. What can I get you? Derek was going to make me a margarita.
Well, that's easy.
Okay, what's in a margarita? It's a tequila. Yeah, it's a tequila drink. You have no clue about anything, do you? I can fix you something with tequila for sure. And as for you, how about something sweet? No, you certainly don't need anything sour. What the hell is wrong with you? I wouldn't know where to start. A tequila drink for Karen is coming up.
Green mixer and lime. Green mixer and lime, probably.
Let's mix these. There you go. Looks like a margarita. Good, that's what the bottle said it was. It's delicious. I'm surprised you didn't fuck that up. Well, I like Karen. I'm not so sure about what drink you'll be getting. I've got to watch you like a hawk. If that's the case, I'm going to take your glasses away. Stop that. Give them back. Such an asshole. Hell, just make me a drink.
It's kind of reminds me of the music they play on Letterkenny sometimes.
Well, the developer's Canadian.
That might be.
What do you want? Actually, my hopes of you making me something I'd enjoy are exceptionally low. Give me a beer. Either he's Canadian or Swedish. I can't remember which one.
Derek's yeah. Let's try Derek's special bottle.
All right.
I don't even know.
If this was live, guys, like, we would have a chat thing. Look, one day, one fucking day, we'll do that. We'll have it where you guys... Who wants Derek's special bottle? Oh, yeah. And then on these goddamn chats, I'll be like, boom, 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 like.
I don't know what a special bottle is. What do I have to say?
Okay, hold on. Oh, hold up.
First. Yeah, let's do the special bottle.
Don't drink. Okay. It's almost full, too.
Oh, that's the butthole bottle, ain't it?
Sniff, sniff. It smells like alcohol. Let's give it a whirl. Here you go, Sally. This is not beer. You get beer out there. Here, you get beer out there. Here at the Moose, we do it differently. Maybe I spoke too soon.
What?
Not in a million years would I think to compliment you, but I have no choice. This drink is amazing.
I wonder what's in it.
So strong, but amazing.
I'm sure Derek
huh?
will tell you.
That's good. What the hell's in that bottle?
Poison? Antifreeze?
Oh, shit. We'll find out later. Mumbo, Isabella. Nope, completely wrong. Fuck, who swears on a test in college? So juvenile. God, I'm tempted to write incorrect as fuck on this one.
That's funny.
Next. Great. Wait. That's the right answer, but not to that question. Man, it makes you think being a teacher probably difficult. Well, you have to deal with stupidity.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my God, how did you not know that? But not to that question. They asked the kid, how many moons does the Earth have? And the kid thought about it for a second. Four?
What?
Yeah, just a random kid. These kids are so
fucked.
They're
gonna be so easily taken over.
Oh yeah, we're done. We're totally done. Did they mix up the order? Jill, I hope I'm not interrupting your fun evening at work. She's a bee.
Yeah, I do. I thought she was a ladybug. My bad.
It's a good interruption. What's on your mind? So I'm on my way to the Halloween party soon. Good for you. Are you excited? Yes and no. I get to spend the night with my friends, which I'll enjoy, but I'm not sure about what kind of party it'll be. Well, you know Grim by now. It could be anything between heaven and hell. Yeah, I feel a bit weird about that. He didn't invite me. Josie did. I see. I don't know what to make of it, really. Maybe you didn't think you'd want to come? I mean, I'm kind of surprised you're going myself. True, but Bianca and Olivia got all excited when I said I was invited. It turns out they've wanted to go to their parties for a while to see what they're like. Is peer pressure making you go? No, it's not like that. It also gives me a perfect reason to not attend high society Halloween. Yeah, she doesn't want that. High society sucks. Yeah. It'll be good for you, Jill. Because all Tibble's going to do is try to fucking... Jill, maybe rethink it.
She just wants to slum it with us cool kids.
I frankly think you should have been going to these parties ages ago. And she's right.
Hell yeah.
Isabella is fucking right.
Yep.
Really? Ages ago? You get my point. Remember, Isabella used to fucking party and all that shit back when she was younger. Do you want to come with us? It's kind of late for that question. I'm going to say just now, folks, do not fucking neglect your young years. If you get a chance to party and have a good time, please do that. Be responsible, but definitely have a good time.
Not like one of those hazing parties where people are
Yeah, don't do that. It's kind of late for that question. I don't have anything to wear, and besides, I'd still say no if I had. And if you do get some weird kind of, what do they call it, like jungle juice, and they just mix everything?
Usually, you have to punch, it's PGA and mixed with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, you can drink like a little bit of that. Just, you know, realize what's in it and just don't go fucking crazy. Yeah. Yeah, because everybody's different. Back in college, I wouldn't have liked it if my teachers had come to our parties. Not even if they came to enjoy themselves? No, definitely not. That's even worse. No one wants to dance or get drunk with their teacher.
I'm sure there's a rule against it, too.
They still do it. Maybe that depends on the teacher. Well, perhaps. Even so, you should stop before you head back home. I'll meet you outside so I can I can show you my costume. I'll do that. Have a nice evening. Talk later. Okay. So that was a little interlude that we didn't expect. Like that. Who is this chick, though?
That's Jill.
No, that's not Jill.
Or what it Maz.
That's not Jill.
Josie.
That's Josie.
Well, my bad.
And he couldn't even recognize her. Oh, there's some rooster clucks.
It's been a month or two since we played it.
Need a break from the scary stuff? Drop by the Moose. Special drinks all night. Special Halloween Spritzer, Bloody Derek, Sex on the Casket, Ectoplasm Shots, Red Rum, Vodka Foamy Bullets, Today Only, Pumpkin Spice Vodka Maggot Juice. Oh, there's Pumpkin Spice Vodka and Maggot Juice. What kind of idiot advertises alcohol on Rooster? You're gonna have it open tonight? Yes, the Moose, sign me up for one of those shots. I just did. 5-5, cozy, great reception, and delicious drinks. This idiot, also your band. Alright. So that's where my dipping sauce went. Why is that tampon thing on the menu? I thought we went over this last time. People are loving it. Quick question, there's no lactose in it, right? It's back due to popular demand. Oh no, what a shame that I don't get to try. Nope, I can't seem to find anything good on that menu. The fuck is Becky's problem? More than half of it. Becky's being a fucking Becky, that's her problem.
Becky.
Oh, someone might be farting extra tonight then. Oh yeah. Somebody's lactose intolerant. Oh, there's a bunch of... Oh, fuck that. No place like home. Damn, I miss you so much. Seeing your empty spot at the counter every day hits hard. Keep being you. They're lucky to have you over there. Stop, you're gonna make me not cry or something. Think about all the money you'll be saving instead. I wish I could take you all back with... All with me back home. I miss you, bald-headed bastard. Surfing with you isn't the same. Video chat date soon? Like you ever needed me for that. I'd just be holding you back. Keep on riding those waves, girl. You're awesome. The weekend? Or excuse me, this weekend? Not the weekend. I tattooed 5 of your stencils this week. Customers aren't even browsing my portfolio. Holding me back, please. No more so than Brett does. Hey! 5? That's bonkers. You can put my stencils on the back if you're tired of them. Nah, inking your stuff makes it feel like you're still here. Oh, wow. I know, like, some people did care about the interlude, so, yeah, that was kind of like an epilogue.
Well, I mean, you'd be lost in the sauce if you just started reading it from here.
And there's Sage.
Sage, hey.
There she is there.
That'd be a tough one, because she's got, I like her personality.
I like Sage.
Yeah, I like her Sage. Of course, I don't know much about his longtime friend, so...
We've been carving pumpkins all night, just a few more days until it's party time. Who else is stressing about their outfit? I've changed my mind like 10 times already. I swear if I have to carve another pumpkin, I'm gonna freak out. Not me. I've locked in this year's outfit, and it's going to be hilarious. What's it? Tease it. Tell me about it. My hand hurts. I'll tell Quinn of Hearts to do the remaining 10. Yeah. Looks amazing. Can't wait. Arius, that means you should do them. Let's say it's a theme costume and the theme is impersonation. Do you need any help? I'm free for anything. But I'm still studying for the midterms. That's a lot of pumpkins. This place is gonna look great. Whoa! That shows how fucking stupid she is. What? I'm still studying for the midterms. That's a lot of pumpkins. This place is gonna look great. Thanks for taking care of it. Yay, theme costumes are the shit. What do you mean? Midterms are over! Yes, meet me in my room tomorrow at 10 a.m. Come on, Mel. I know you're ugly, but you don't have to wear a pumpkin over your head. Ever heard of a paper bag? Oof! Yeah, but I didn't do that well on my tests. I have to study more. Can't wait to see it. Bitch, meet me in the kitchen. Now. I hope you'll sleep well tonight. I just put pumpkin pulp all over your bed. Halloween, where are our invitations? We're still waiting! Quinn of Hearts, I thought you were handling things. I'm still working on it. Kinda last minute, don't you think? Work faster. Dude, the fucking... Dude, they're not gonna get invited. I'm sorry, not this time.
A little late for that.
Party is gonna be legendary. We spent all yesterday baking and decorating the place. Tonight's finally here. Let's go. Halloween. Real mature, guys. If you're looking for mature, this party won't be it. Hell yes, preaching to the microphone. Bro, I knew you were... I knew you were up to something, but a cake dick? Really? A cake dick? Haha, I regret nothing. That picture is hilarious. You should get that thing checked out, LMAO. The joke's on you, though. Makes you look like you're holding it and giggling like a girl. Smaller than I heard it was.
I didn't see the cake.
Uh-oh! He's asking a question. The camera's set up and good to go. Thanks for lending your room for it. That's kind of weird that he's responding and we don't even get to respond like we used to. Camera's set up and good to go. Thanks for lending your room for it. Is that finger really a cake? It looks so good. Don't mention it. I'll try my best not to break it if I use it. I bet everyone is dressing up to get freaky right now. Sure is. Those eyeballs too. I don't know why you think the finger looks delicious. What's your cup size? Get it? I'm in my birthday suit, wondering if it's enough for the party tonight. Watch me eat it tonight. Oh. Yeah, if you want to look like a clown, you better get dressed. Question, is a costume a must? I kind of forgot. Are you still talking about the cake? A clown? No, that's Nick's role tonight. I know it's late, but is it cool if I bring a friend? Yes, how could you forget? It's in the invitation. Okay, I'll try to find something. I don't know. I had a cocktail with Rio before getting dressed. Yeah, go ahead. Another one with a birthday suit. Do it. Legendary my ass. It's gonna be a total sausage party. You can't.
Where's the cake?
I don't know, I don't see it. This is the one I had to extract out and put on my phone. I like this song. It's a chill study. Yeah, I put this on my playlist because I was like, yeah, I like this one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. I got Shazam on my phone now too. I had to find out what that rap song was that was playing in Leap of Faith, because I like that song.
Some of these you can't even find on Shazam.
No, you well, sometimes, like, you have to extract the fucking audio out of the game sometimes. It's a mess. I've got a program that does that.
I'd love the soundtrack to this.
It's not in a format. It's really, yeah, it's all over the place. I just had to listen to songs until I found it. It was a lot of work that night. I stayed up late. Another painting in the works. There are no Halloween decorations in here. Jacob's been helping out a lot with the party, though. We got another picture. Yeah, we're getting a lot from her.
Yeah.
It's a whole rave set from Josie. Boom!
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, at the strip club, huh?
Yeah. The Hots and Dicks already had a lot of decorations from previous years, though a lot of it was ruined and ended up not being nearly enough for this party. We ended up renting plenty of props for the party. I think that was a good call. Oh, yeah. He hit a lot of them this time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just good renders. There's people that give this program shit. Like, oh, they don't look good. I was like, I think they look great. They need to stop. I remember what this shit used to look like back in the year 2000. Like, this is a big upgrade from what it used to look like. Jamie's room. Touch me like you do. It's artless.
Artless.
Yeah, artless. There's another one. All the fun begins here, it says. It's great. I gotta hand it to Jamie. His room always feels cozy. It's probably because of the plants. Yeah. Yeah, there's some new bios, but I'm not gonna go through all those. It won't let you look at the beers. Oh, wow. I'm not scared of spiders, but I would be if that thing was real. It's very convincing. There's more in here than the spider. You know they're doing a remake? Actually, they're finished with it. We've got a remake of Arachnophobia coming out. It's coming out this year. The spiders are supposed to be bigger. But in an age of like eight-legged freaks, I don't know how that's gonna. Cause that's like eight-legged freak size right there. Uh-huh. Is it a Halloween prop or used for other purposes? Got another one. I got it, but I don't see... Oh, right here. It's just this. By the way, I'm keeping up on Dr. Pink Cake's progress. He's still trudging through episode 10. Yeah. He's working on episode 10. Hey, girls, I hope you're having fun. There's more than beers to drink downstairs. Or if you're filling up for a scary drink, the moose is around the corner. What? The moose, it's Derek's pet project. Oh, it's that bar that's all over Rooster. Oh, yeah, I heard about that one. We might check it out. Thanks. Do you know if something's about to happen soon, or... Yeah, there'll be a competition soon. You'll know when it starts. Awesome. Have fun. Isn't that the guy from that video?
Yeah, he's getting a reputation.
That's a good thing.
It depends. If he's trying to lock one down, it probably...
I don't know what we're doing right now. You just gotta look all over the house. Misha, you remember Grimm, right? You're Tremolo, aren't you? Yeah, that's my nickname on Rooster. No, not from Rooster, from that concert you played the guitar. There's video of that online with like 100,000 views. That video. Yeah, I saw it. It's so good. Thank you. I'm a bit embarrassed. I'm not used to getting compliments for it. It was so cool. So cool. You hear that, Grim? You're becoming a campus name. With the crazy stuff that I've done so far, it's about time. Wait, is this the guy you mentioned before, too? Yeah, it is. Grim is such a trooper. He helped us get back on track after the Alphas trashed this place.
Don't mention it.
Hey, don't mention it. Cheers to you two. I'll see you around. I like that guy. Yeah, he's the best. So what have you been up to lately?
Keep bugging him.
No, I want to see what else is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
Unlock the room, Doc.
This is kind of a fun hunt. I like this.
Okay.
Still missing quite a few. I was only making friendly small talk. No, you're dissing me. I was complimenting your outfit. How was that a compliment? I said, what a cool ninja outfit. What's wrong with that? I'm not a ninja. I'm a ghost, you bigot. Don't you call me the B word, bitch. Hey guys, don't get riled up. We're here to party, right? I'm trying to, but the ninja is being a bitch. I'm a bitch, I'll fuck your mother. Chen, chill. Derek will stop being a bigot and Chen won't fuck your mother. You're obviously a very scary ghost and you're not even wearing a costume. Nice. Oh yeah, where did I put it? Don't make it worse. Who even invited these two? I don't know, but don't start a fight tonight. I'm not, I was showing hospitality.
Okay.
A scarecrow and a ghost, whoever that is, just put a sheet over them and painted black eyes on it. It's not the worst costume here, but it probably won't win the costume contest.
Oh.
Hey, if you got a last minute
idea, shoot over the head.
If you got a Halloween party or a clan rally, you need to get to it.
She's got finger running a sheet.
Yeah, if you got a Halloween party or a clan rally, you need to get to it. Hurry, just go ahead and get sheet.
Everybody. I almost ran late. Luckily, I had a sheet lying around.
Oh, man.
Let's get this cross a burning, eh?
Oh, shit.
Sorry, I'm behind a little bit.
No, this is why we talk before we buy costumes. I was going as a hot nurse this year, not you. I planned this year's outfit before we even got invited here. Lady. By the way, they said they're going to continue Letterkenny in the next season. They're going to have another one.
That's awesome. I like it.
Yeah, so did Penny. And can you see her over there right now? They canceled Dr. Phil, though.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so did... He's ready to retire. And can you see her over there right now? Is she a nurse or is she a dead ghost girl? It's too late now because I can't go change to something else. I don't have anything else to wear. God, I can't believe you. You even bought the same brand I did. Oh, God, these women are arguing because they both bought the same fucking costume.
Oh, well.
Oh, no. For realsies? You gotta be kidding me. You're both? At least one of you have to change costumes. I'm gonna be the hot nurse tonight. Hell no, you go change.
They could be a nursing staff. That'd be hot.
That's Zoe. Grim, go get a keg. Why can't you do it? Because shit rolls downhill. Where's the tap? What's he mean by that?
Because he's lower on the totem pole.
Oh, okay. It should be in the kitchen or maybe Nick's room. You need to go look for it. And if you look at my lovely assistant, you'll see that she's... What pronoun is it this time?
For real, I dumped that.
Them or they? Oh my God, give me a fucking...
This time's exactly right, because they change it day to day just to... have something to bitch about.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, what pronoun is it this time? What do you want to fucking call? What do you want me to call you now? I could never be in a relationship with somebody like that.
Making you change your language should be slapped upside the head.
Uh-huh.
And not be... The person shouldn't get in trouble for assault. Just trying to get him some actor act.
Yeah. If you look at my lovely assistant, you'll see that it's holding... It sounds weird. Anyway, it's my hat. An ordinary magician's hat. If I give a little bippity-boppity with my wand, you can see how the hat has turned magic. And... voila! Smatter of applause. Friends, how'd you get in there? Haha, I'm joking, of course. He's been there. Oh, no!
Them, they been there?
No! Now they're referring to the rabbit as a them, they.
My bitch.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut
them
this thing
has
afterwards.
Been there. They. What?
Yeah. Nope.
They has. Have. It's getting too complicated, Danny.
Exactly.
Bippity boppity, what the fuck, bro? Oh no, you didn't. Yeah, I did, and why haven't you? We were drunk brainstorming ideas at the Pink Rose, and I didn't think you meant it. At where?
Well.
I mean, it's women's clothing.
They don't make you use pronouns at the Faded Rose or whatever.
Don't put a gender on clothes, Jam Jam. But it's a skirt. The Scottish wear skirts. They
kilts,
wear kilts.
And they don't go up above the knees like that.
Not like that one. Look at his legs. He's wearing stockings too. Real nice, bro. Leon. Men can wear stockings too. They have legs, don't they? Can we just have fun for once? Oh my God, what a damn fucking disaster. I love Dr. Pinkcake is illustrating this.
How stupid it
is. It's bad. And you know what? This isn't even an exaggeration.
No.
Like, I want to say, no, this isn't, this is just an exaggeration. They're really, no, I've debated with them. I've argued with them. It's this bad and worse. Oh, God. It makes you sick to your stomach, yeah. You know? I just came back from San Diego. I've been working in the reception of a tattoo and piercing studio. I love San Diego. My ocean. My uncle lives in Oceanside, so I've been there many times. You worked in a tattoo studio? That sounds dope as hell. Did you get those pieces there or what? Yeah, I did. It was like a job perk, you know? They inked each other for free. I love that chest piece. Those colors are mint. Thanks, I actually designed it. You draw? Hey, did you go to Mexico? Zoe doesn't have a hard time talking to new people. They seem enthusiastic about talking to her. I should come back later. Okay. Hold on. It's hard to tell where some of them are, but I don't think there's one here. And he even invites Danny. I feel humiliated. Leon, how you doing? Not having a good time? It's Jamie. He fucked me over. We were gonna have themed costumes and he bailed on me. I feel ridiculous wearing this.
Sympathize.
Bro, that sucks. Tell me about it. Go to change to something else or sell some time before everyone... Go change to something else. There's still some time before everyone shows up. Who buys two costumes for Halloween? Hey, is it okay if we kick Danny out? I didn't see her on the guest list. You want me to kick someone who Jamie invited from the party? She's a party killer, dude. In a few hours, she'll be lecturing people on why they shouldn't be wearing slutty outfits. He seems supportive of your outfit. Fuck you, don't bust my balls tonight. Jamie made his choice about her. The wrong choice. Cheer up. Drink some more and try to have fun. It's gonna be an awesome night. You did an amazing planning. You did amazing planning this party, I'll give you that. Yeah, there's a render in here.
Where though?
Pictures. What about that window you just lit up?
Hold on.
Couple, yeah.
You really gotta look.
It's one of those, yeah. This is supposed to...
Get the keg. Do this, do that. Shit rolls downhill. I don't mind helping out, but I don't like being bossed around like this. I don't even want to know. Coming through. Need any help? Now. Now? I got it upstairs. The hard part is over. Don't be a dick. You could have asked for help before. Sorry, that was unfair. Don't worry, you're clearly busting your ass for this party. Don't forget to have fun. Thanks, I won't. So that Zoe chick is pretty cool. Yeah? Yeah, I'm telling you, she's a total bro, but a girl. Yeah, she's great. How do you know her again? We're gonna be real. We're gonna be fucking real. She's sort of my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, you still stay in touch with your exes, huh? Well, she's it. I never did that. I usually cut all ties and move on. How so? At first, for my own sanity. Why keep someone you weren't happy with in your life? If it's toxic, cut it out, you know? You could end up as friends after. I suppose, but what happens after that? Are you gonna keep your ex around and your next girlfriend? It could work. You think? I'm not sure how Elena would react to that. It could be difficult. I see what you're saying. Honestly, I don't know the best way to handle her. Zoe and I are... Oh shit, sorry, I wasn't talking about cutting ties with Zoe. I was talking in general. Guy talk, I mean. But since we're on it, I think it's cool you're different that way. It never hurts to learn from someone with a different perspective. I wish I had some wisdom to offer in that area. If you need to talk about it, my door's always open. And not just because there's no door to my room from the stairs. Thanks, I appreciate that. By the way, nice job with the party. Keep it up.
You gone to that door yet?
There was some more now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We locked this door for the party. Jamie doesn't want anyone to ruin his plants by pissing on them. I don't think there's anything over here. Next room. Left hallway. Rusty's room. We have not been in Rusty's room. A murder mystery, eh? Tommy had a good idea with these decorations. The victim seems to be a male with a huge cock. There are two of us? Haha, well, not anymore. That was the phone. Actually, it kind of sounds like the... It sounded a bit like the music from Doom Episode 2. Episode 1, Level 2. E1M2. It started out like it for a little bit. Yo, it's all... Let's stick on the glass. The first piece of evidence shows it's a male who's the victim. Is the killer a female? The gun... A gun shell. The murder weapon must be a gun. Where is evidence number 4? Oh, there's something behind the cushion. A gun, the murder weapon. Cool. I like that he did that.
Yeah. I wouldn't just leave a gun lying around.
I'm sure it's empty.
Well, empty or not, right. They're expensive.
Yeah. I think... Well, we went in the main party room. If there's a... Like, I don't see, but it still says there's some renders.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're at. We might be done with everything. Find the beer tab.
Had, what, maybe kitchen?
I don't know. It's gotta be the kitchen. That's not important. We've already looked at that. That's why I didn't read that one, because we've already looked at that. This is important.
I figured it'd be in there somewhere. Try the chest, the coffin or something.
I wonder if Tommy's going to sleep in that coffin tonight. I'm just not, seeing this. Spooky. Right there. disgusting and cool at the same time. I hope it's easy to clean up. Don't tell me I'm gonna have to jump in the Discord and ask somebody where the fucking beer tap is. That'd be my luck. I figured it'd be in the main party room. But it's not. Been through a lot of rooms. I don't know where the fucking beer tap is. I'm looking. It's not there. That's going to lead us back out here. No? Would it be out back or? I don't know. It's... You think it'd be up there? It's not. Yeah, I'm not getting any, it'll say end free roam, though. Wow. I've gotta ask. We're literally at that point where I've gotta ask.
Yeah.
Okay, that was me going to the Discord server, asking them, and getting the answer. Okay. Thank God for that. It would have been a long journey.
Yeah.
We've been here.
Is that not it on the bed?
It was it on the bed. There's that tap. You know, I've looked at it 3 or 4 times and... Now what?
Go to the main party room, I guess.
Install the beer tap.
Yeah, just do it so easy. To the party room.
Where's the keg?
Everyone was dancing.
Oh, yeah. Let there be beer! Here you go, time to start the competition. Not for us, though! That seems like a good spot to leave off. So we've explored the Halloween party, got most of the renders. And some of them are a little hard to find. They're hidden all over the damn place. Very well hid. But we got a lot of them, and I feel confident at the ones that I was able to get. It's fun. It's really fun to hunt down those things. But this is cool. I like seeing everybody's costume and all the camaraderie and the cringy shit with fucking dude's girlfriend, Danny. She's insufferable. But things are going to be fun and cool, we hope. And we'll see you guys next time with Being a Dick and the competition. This should be the Jell-O Shots competition. So things are going to heat up. But at any rate, we're out. We'll see you next time.